Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Civil rights protesters are continuing to march around the country and here in Milwaukee against police brutality. The way many people are connecting with these demonstrations is through the videos and photographs from people on the ground. Here at WUWM, our reporters have been aided by photographer and videographer Samer Ghani, who's been out at protests nearly every day, working to capture what's been happening in our city. To learn more about his experience out in the field during these marches, he joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski.
Samer Ghani, welcome to Lake Effect.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Before we get into your recent work, I'm curious as to what drew you to photography in the first place as a profession.
Well, I went to a high school called Ronald Wilson Reagan International Baccalaureate High School here in Milwaukee. And they had this very extensive art program for students to graduate high school with art credits moving into to university. And they had a lot of cooperative programs with schools like MIAD and schools like Cardinal Stritch. And I ended up falling in love with art, but I didn't necessarily have the hand for crafting, for painting, things like that. And I ended up renting a school camera, and I kind of fell in love with the idea of documenting what I saw. So after I graduated high school, I went to Cardinal Stritch for almost a year, transferred to UWM, both pursuing photojournalism degrees. And just before, right when I was starting to like complete graduation, like right when I saw it in like my mind's eye, I got hired by Apple, and I worked part-time as a technician and then a lead at Apple, which was great. I learned so many people skills and things about art and technology that I feel like I never would have necessarily had access to if I didn't take that leap. And doing that kind of granted me not only the fiscal opportunity to like buy equipment that that would take me to the next level, but it afforded me the time and space to become like an amateur photographer leading into a professional photographer. So while I was working at Apple, I used that time to document, you know, my friends that were in bands and my friends that were like hip hop artists in the Milwaukee scene. And that kind of just snowballed into where I am today in a nutshell.
Yeah. So your work includes music photography, like you just mentioned, also portraiture, abstract. So how would you say you describe your body of work and how you came to your identity within those mediums of photography?
I think it kind of manifested itself. I definitely have a deep love for like everything, nature and landscape and everything that the world provides to us that is still organic and not artificial. But when I saw all these artists around me, because I love going to shows, I love bands like Paper Holland. Obviously I love Shelly Berry and like Kellen and Sister String. So I would go to these shows pretty avidly anyways, but I realized that these people deserve like professional work. They need to make sure that they're being seen, and shooting landscape photography as like a passion and then shooting artists in Milwaukee as a dedication just started to go hand in hand in those two forms of mediums where I was like shooting in low light with landscape and shooting in low light at these venues. Those lines just started to blur, and it all just started to become one to me. And I realized that my style just kind of manifested itself as I started doing more and doing more and like just trying to become a better artist, so to speak, within myself.
So being able to capture and set the scene at shows and portraiture is vastly different compared to throwing yourself out into protests. So what compelled you to get out and capture the protests happening in Milwaukee?
I felt as partially as a community leader and as an artist and as a person of color, it was my responsibility to go out there and document and bring visibility to what was happening. But more so in comparison to a show, the energy is the same, the passion is the same, the people that are there, it's all the same. And since through COVID, I haven't been able to do community work and I haven't been able to bring positivity to the community like I'm used to. And that's something that I want to do. It's something I really pride myself on doing. So being able to do that now, as terrible as these events that have led up to this have been, I just feel it's my responsibility. It's truly my duty to be out there and bring visibility to who we are and what we're trying to accomplish as a greater community.
And what is that image that you want to share with people, specifically those who don't live in Milwaukee? As outside viewers are looking at protests happening around the country, what is it about Milwaukee that you wanted to capture?
Well, Milwaukee is one of the most segregated cities in the United States. And I think if we're not bringing visibility to these peaceful protests and the message that we're trying to send, then I feel like we're just entirely missing the mark as a community here in Milwaukee. All these people that are in these streets they're all different types of artists. They're all different types of entrepreneurs. There are kids out there, and we're trying to lead a better generation for these kids. And these protests truly are peaceful. There's truly no doubt about that. And I march alongside these people with my camera in hand to show everyone that's staring at us and to show the police that we're not afraid to document what happens here, because we have no ill intention. We're not the ones who have guns.
And in an age where everyone is out in the protests with their cell phones, everyone has the ability to capture a moment. But what do you think makes a good shot?
In times like these, I think quality. And I think cell phones, the best camera is always going to be the camera that you have on you. But if we can make sure that some of these injustices that are happening at these peaceful protests are documented in high quality, then there's no debate to what's happening or what had happened at that event. There's no UFO quality of what's happening. There's no room for speculation. And I think it's our duty as photographers and videographers to document and bring visibility. It's also our duty to protect the identity of the protesters. And I found myself really struggling on that line. And I've been having a hard time finding what to post and how to keep our community energized moving forward. But I think those lines will start to define themselves as we continue moving forward as a community, as we continue building rules for ourselves that are all inclusive and that are very protecting, not only of ourselves, but people on the other side as well.
Yeah, as you mentioned, there is a growing movement that calls for journalists and citizens to blur or not show protesters' faces. And even though Milwaukee's protests have been peaceful, obviously going in when the protests initially started, as things continue, what are you going to try to do or keep in mind or strategically set up shots? Like, have you decided that you're going to try and have no people's faces on there? And granted, like, a lot of protesters are wearing masks as well. So I'm curious how you feel in that debate, and you're immersing yourself in these protests also.
I've been doing my best to just take pictures of the backs of people's heads and their signs. And the only pictures of faces I've been trying to get are of the protest leaders and our community leaders who are happy and willing to share who they are and what they stand for. I've been sitting on hundreds of photos over the last week from the first 2 days that I haven't posted or anything, because I'm fearful that I may be doing wrong to our community. And I think what these protests have done in comparison to different movements in the past, it's brought people from all walks of life together. And I think people are truly afraid of stepping out of that comfort zone and really trying to fight for something good when they haven't in the past. And any sort of level of comfort that we can bring to people, or any sort of protection that we can bring to these people, I think is most important. So if that means I'm shooting for nothing, that's fine. If that means I'm documenting just for myself until the right thing comes along, I think that's also fine. I think what's important is we're bringing people together and we're making them feel safe.
I know there, like you mentioned, there's hundreds of photographs that you took of protesters moving throughout the city of Milwaukee, but do any specific shots come to mind or stand out to you, either because of how they turned out or because of what was happening when you were able to capture that moment?
Yeah, I think on day one, I captured a woman who was being arrested when we protested on the highway just off of North Avenue. And there was another gentleman that I took a photo of, and he had a shirt that just said, "I can't breathe." And there was a crowd of people behind him. And I think those two photos they're of very different people, two very different people from different walks of life. But the unity that they both shared that same day was very important to me. And I think those two photos were very, very, they contrasted each other, but they sent the same message. And I think that was very important.
This is a historical moment, not just because of the protest, but it's also one that's happening in the midst of a pandemic. So when you're out shooting during the protests with masses of people gathering, you know, do you have concerns for your safety either due to COVID or the potential risk that protests like others around the country could potentially turn from being peaceful?
I do fear for my health and I fear for my family's health, but at a certain point, we have to fight for what's right. My fear is maybe the big cats want us to all get sick, and this is just an easy way for us all to get over with COVID as fast as possible. But it's a lingering fear that kind of never goes away. It looms quite like debt does. But, you know, I'm handing out masks and gloves, and we're all hand sanitizing as best we can. And like I said, top of mind is keeping us all safe and making sure everyone feels safe and protected. And we're all, I can tell that we're all doing our part, but there is a large cloud of fear, I think, that surrounds all of us when we go to these protests. But what's stronger than our fear is our will to fight for change.
What was your main takeaway being a photographer, not just observing, but being a part of these protests? And what do you want people to feel when they look at your photos?
I think my main takeaway is that my main takeaway was that no journalist is safe any longer. The lines of how journalists were protected are no longer there, which means that journalists share the same right as the people in the protests do. Like we're all there together. I hope that when people see my photos that they feel inspired to act, whether that's donate money or food, whether that's sharing information, whether that's coming to the protest, if they can and they're able. I just hope it energizes the community and it continues to energize the community, because if we have 200 days ahead of us, we all have a lot of work to do. And I just hope to be a part of that flagship to keep people energized, keep people safe, keep people feeling protected, and to keep people fighting for the right cause.
How did this experience impact you the first day you went out, and how do you continue to feel it impacting you as things continue?
I've been stewing on that thought for quite some time. And when I first started documenting the music scene, when I first saw an artist like Kellen Classic, I teared up, I cried because of how emotionally powerful his message was on stage. And when I saw Sista Strings for the first time, I cried because of the message that they were sending through their music and through who they were and what they stood for. And I felt the same about Nickel and Rose. And when I went to that first day of the George Floyd protests, I felt that same impact. I felt that rush of energy in my chest. I felt those tears and I felt that emotion. And I'm trying to hold on to that feeling so that when 10 more days pass and 10 more days pass, that I know that I'm still trying to do the right thing. And it hit me like a ton of bricks in the best way possible.
Well, I know your photos continue to do the same for others looking at them. So, Sam Argani, thank you for your work, and thank you for taking the time to speak with me about it.
Yeah, this has been a dream come true. Thank you.
Sam Argani is a photographer and videographer here in Milwaukee. He joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to talk about his work documenting the protests. You can see more of his work at wuwm.com.